expected themselves a sneaky chance of victory, but ultimately dug in for a nice little respectable draw, I would say, against Queensland. Was the coach happy or not? Let's find out. Dizzy Gillespie joins us. Hello, Diz.
Hello, Kimbo.
Great to have you on. Were you happy? You had some chances and some poor or strange decisions went against you during the course of the game.
Yeah, look, I was really happy with how we went about it over the 4 days, Kimbo. I thought we played some really good cricket, and we probably were driving the game probably more than Queensland, who are the reigning Shield champions. So happy with that. There were a couple of periods where Queensland played really well, dominated us. You know, obviously Usman and Marnus played very well on the morning of day three. Jimmy Pearson and Usman played well on the evening of day three. But I thought on day three, that was a day we only took a couple of wickets, but we bowled for probably four and a half hours of the 6 hours of our bowling effort. I thought we were outstanding. And, you know, we really made it tough work, you know, so much so, you know, after play, you know, Usman has said it was, you know, his most satisfying Shield 100, because he said it was one of the toughest hundreds he's ever had to make. He just felt the SA bowlers were at him the whole time. Guy like Marnus, you know, scoring 40 out of 170 balls, it shows how disciplined we were. But what we couldn't do was get those crucial breakthroughs and drive the game forward. But overall, you know, throughout the course of the game, pleased, but, you know, we've identified there are a couple opportunities, you know, with the bat and with the ball and in the field that we could have been a bit sharper.
I don't suppose Uzi came up to you and said, Diz, sorry, but I was out.
No, he didn't mention that. Look, a lot's been spoken about of, you know, decisions that have gone our way or haven't gone our way. Look, that is cricket. You get the rub of the green, and sometimes you don't. But look, we just focus on what we do, create as many opportunities as we can. We missed a couple of opportunities when we were able to find the edge and get the ball in the air, you know, catches that we weren't able to grab. So that is one area that probably we need to sharpen up a little bit on as well.
Jason, let's pull back the clock on this one. At the end of last season, you knew what you were dealing with. You had a better lead in time with this because you had some time here in Adelaide. What did you see as the greatest need to this Sheffield Shield program to make sure that South Australia could actually compete and actually get up the ladder?
Yeah, Roach, that's a good question. There are probably a number of things that were reflected on at the end of the season. You know, we probably needed to change the mindset, South Australian cricket, and we want to go, you know, people talk pretty negatively about South Australian cricket, whether that be the media, the public, whatever. So we need to change the perception of what South Australian cricket is. We wanted to really secure and nail our values as a squad and as a team, what we stand for. We also identified areas within our squad that we probably needed to strengthen, and a couple of areas where we're probably top order batting, pace bowling was another one, and we went out and recruited accordingly. And then another thing that we did identify is just our cricket education. So, you know, the work ethic's always been there, but, you know, we wanted to make sure that we're really getting as much information, as much learning out of each and every training session, each and every game that we possibly could. So we certainly wanted to go down that path. So what we've done is we actually had some classroom sessions this winter about learning about the game and how do we analyse opposition? You know, how do we utilise information, statistics? How can we use that to help us? How can we use vision? You know, for instance, a young bowler, what does he look at when he's looking at a batsman that he's going to be bowling at? You know, what specific things can he identify and areas to find weaknesses in the opposition's game? So it's just some of these things that we wanted to really, I suppose, delve a bit deeper into and help teach our players, and particularly a lot of young guys who just come through, you know, age group cricket and come through their grade system. How can we help them get better?
And Dizzy, do you feel like you're getting complete buy-in with the theory side of it? Because you know a lot of athletes, they just want to get out there in the net.
Yeah, most certainly. We've made our, it's not big exhaustive sessions, Kimbo. Over the winter, it was, one or two sessions a week that just went for however long it needed to go for. Some went for an hour, others went for 90 minutes to 2 hours. It was just getting together as a group, bouncing ideas around, using the experience in the dressing room. We've got a number of lads who've represented the country, who've played a lot of first-class cricket, tap into that knowledge, tap into the knowledge of our support staff, and really just have really good chats about the game of cricket, learn about our history of the traditions and the history of South Australian cricket. So we've got in some past players that are interviewed by our current players. So we got some guys like Neil Danzy, Ken Cunningham, Martin Fall, Peter McIntyre, Mark Cosgrove, Brad Young, Mark Harity, to name a few. Get these guys in to share their stories about what it means to them to play and represent our great state, and just develop that connection between the current group of players and our past players. And we felt that was really important. So, from a cultural point of view, we feel we're making real progress.
Dizzy, we were on air yesterday and we were doing live crosses down to the Oval, keeping an eye on the score. And Reach and I reminisce. We thought, hello, can we get ourselves in a position where it'll be like the days of David Hooks, when everyone will just pack up shop, leave the office at 4 o'clock and race down to the Adelaide Oval? Did you plan on having a crack? Was there, or was it always to just try and let's just take the draw here?
No, we certainly, our plan very much was to have a go at this total, because it was 324 of 86 overs, so it was a tick under four and over, which is a challenging target on day four of a Shield game, and we understood that. It gave Queensland an opportunity to take a new ball at 80 overs if it got down to the pointy end, but it gave us a bit of a sniff, But we wanted to just assess at lunchtime and then maybe assess an hour after lunch and see where we're at. And we were getting towards tea, and we lost Jake Carter, who made a wonderful 79. And that probably took the wind out of our sails a little bit, as we felt we were on track. And then to lose Travis Head just after tea, and then Harry Nielsen a little bit after that, it got to a point where we felt that the win was pretty improbable and it was time to save the game. But, with Alex Carey still out there and still showing good intent, we were certainly thinking we can still look to win this game. So it was only when we felt that the win was exhausted that we went to save the game. And that wasn't until deep into the final session.
Just on Travis Head, is he back to his best, or is this the best you've ever seen him strike the ball?
This is as good as he's played, Kimbo. He's batting beautifully. He's in a really good headspace. He's accepted some disappointment probably the last little period, but the way he's approached his training and his preparation has been brilliant. I think he's leading this group of players wonderfully well. He's learning a lot about leadership. He's been in a leadership position for a while now, but he's still, very much, he's learning a lot, and I think he's grown in stature in the last year as leader of the South Australian cricket team.
Jason, tell us about the bowling depth of this new squad you have.
Well, I mentioned just before, Roots, that we did recruit some bowlers. I suppose the two that have played in this game are Brendan Doggett, Nathan McAndrew. Brendan Doggett, Shield-winning fast bowler, from Queensland, bowls with very good pace, and bowls an aggressive fuller length. He looks to attack that off stump. He's got a fast bouncer, and just that aggression. We just felt that airspeed is something that we needed within our squad. Nathan McAndrew, a bowling all-rounder from New South Wales, who just to the sheer strength of the New South Wales squad, was starved of opportunities. And we felt he was a ready-made player, and he's come in and performed extremely well. We also, from a bowling perspective, we recruited a young player as a rookie from Victoria called Jordan Buckingham from the Footscray Cricket Club. Young fast bowler, bowls brisk pace out swingers. He's very raw, he's very new, he's never been in a professional program, but we see a lot of upside, and you know, his work ethic, his attitude is unbelievable. He's fitted in wonderfully well, as have Nathan and Brendan for that matter. So it's just added some really good depth and created really good competition for places in our squad.
Hey, Dizzy, with all the COVID restrictions, you're a bit like the AFL at the moment in terms of scheduling. Can you help us with who, when and where you play next?
Yep, who? Western Australia. When? We leave on Saturday to play a 50-over game, Marsh Cup game on Monday, followed by a Sheffield Shield game at the Wacker next Wednesday. And then after that, we head to, at the end of the month, we head to Tasmania to play a Sheffield Shield match. And then I think we've got another game back in Adelaide, I think against Queensland. But that will all be confirmed in time. But in the short term, we leave Saturday for a one-dayer and a four-dayer against Western Australia over in beautiful Western Australia.
Oh, taking on the Marsh boys in the Marsh Cup. We love it. Hey, Dizzy, we always enjoy chatting to you. We wish you all the best. You've certainly whetted the appetite of the cricket-loving fans here in South Australia over the last few weeks. May it continue.
Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate your support. Always
thanks,
good
Jason.
To chat.
Yeah, he's a good man, Jason Gillespie. You're Dizzy Gillespie. Work. Yeah, well, they have whetted our appetite a little bit, but still, we
your
need
enthusiasm,
to,
top
need
of the ladder.
Need to get the 4 points.